What's happening?
Ready to start?
This is Steven Adams.
And this is Kevin Durant.
Oh, sorry. Kevin Durant. Hey, Kevin Durant, mate. Good to see you, mate. Different complexion.
Okay, let's go again.
So, this is Steven Adams.
And this is Enes Kanter.
You're listening to the Down to Earth...
Down to Dunk podcast.
What? Down to Dunk.
Down to Dunk.
I'll say that.
Dunk.
Introduce yourself, mate.
Here's Steve Addis, and I'm Enes Kanter,
and you're listening to Down to Dunk podcast.
Stay tuned.
Good afternoon, and welcome to episode 3.
I am Luke, joined here with Andrew, Jay, and Taylor. We are live at Anchor Down. We just watched a game of basketball.
We just watched a game of basketball that I really regret doing a podcast after.
Yeah.
we kind of knew it was coming.
I mean, you should expect it. The Thunder are not even close to being on the same tier as the Cavs. You did see a little bit of hope in that they lost to the Kings in the past week. They lost to a lot of bad teams. But the Thunder lost 107-91. Pretty much everybody played bad. Russ was 7 of 26 from the field, 1 of 6 from three. But I think the only silver lining in this whole thing is that he got a triple double.
He did.
Kind of crazy.
It was one of those, and part of that's because we're here with friends and watching the game. But it was one of those triple doubles that you're like almost surprising. You're like, oh, of course he did.
Yeah. That's my child yelling in the background.
But, yeah, it's one of those things where Russell just does it, but nobody on this team plays well. Sabonis was 6 of 12 from the field. He ended up having 12 points. He played well. It helps when James Jones is your primary defender. Adams was not as much of a factor as I thought he could have been offensively.
He took 4 shots.
Yeah, he has to shoot more.
He's the second best player on the team. He took 4 shots. That's a problem. And a lot of it was that they had no spacing at all. Turns out Kyle Singler is real bad. Like, if anybody forgot, like, he's back. He's real bad.
Turns out.
He got a lot of minutes, and all of them were awful. He was 1 of 5 from the field, 0 from 2 from the three-point line. Airballed a layup.
Hey, that's actually pretty impressive that he did that.
But listen, he was a plus 1.
Okay. But there was also a point when we thought he blocked LeBron James, and then they showed a slow-mo replay.
LeBron just lost it.
And he just fouled him and was not close to the ball at all. And it was very Sigler.
Classic Kyle.
So one of the big questions coming into today's game was kind of who fills those Kanter minutes. And obviously it's a hole that's going to be hard to fill. But what you do have is it looks like Joffre LaVergne is going to be the guy that kind of takes that. He had 21 minutes today. He actually ended up getting he was 6 of 10. He's not Kanter. And you can't go. You obviously can't go in and out through him as part of that. And so they're going to have some work to do to figure out how to fill that hole for him.
He's a decent role man, and he can shoot it a little bit. But to like rely on him like they did with Kanter, it's just not smart. They just have to play fast the whole game. Like they just need to run up and down the court. They need to shoot threes. I know this team can't shoot threes, but they need to shoot as many threes as they can, and they need to like create the illusion of spacing. Like, that's what they need to do, especially with the second unit. Like, Cam needs to take more threes. Cam did not look very good tonight or today.
No, Cam sucks, man.
He wasn't very good. He was pretty disappointing, but again, this is the Cavaliers. This is the championship team Cavaliers.
And a frustrated Cavs team.
Yeah, a team that the Thunder are a team that they're going to target as like, okay, let's get back on track. The Kings aren't that kind of team.
On national television,
Sunday afternoon.
I'm really good at finding excuses to why the Thunder get beat. And so if you need one, you holler at me.
Let me know.
I'll get you taken care of. You know, it's a Sunday at 2:30. It's a really weird time.
They have the best player in the league. I mean, it's not a bad game to lose.
No. It's not a scheduled loss, but kind of. It's like
they're going to lose to the Cavs.
Yeah, they're going to lose to the Cavs.
I mean, like that's. I mean, you have to look at the schedule and understand that. Like, they're going to lose to the Cavs, and they're probably going to lose to the Spurs. But they still had a good month.
Yeah.
So they do play this week to finish out their February. They play San Antonio on Tuesday night, and I think Wednesday is actually the first day of February, or finish out their January. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Starting February on Wednesday at home against Chicago. So they have a back to back this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. What are you guys thinking about that Spurs game?
I think that the Spurs are really awesome, and without Kanter, I don't think they have a shot.
That's why you can. What we talked about last time, I think you talked about this with Royce, actually, was like, okay, a good thing about the Spurs is we can play Kanter and Adams a bunch.
Wah, wah.
And like, when you're playing teams, when you can play both of those together, we're really good. And now one of them's gone, so like, there's no way.
It's not great. I mean, he's the, what do you think, he's the third or fourth best player on the team? He's been the third best player on the team. He's been the second best scorer on the team in January.
Yeah, I mean, behind probably Adams, Oladipo.
He's been better than Vic. Like, I like Vic. He fills a really good role, but he is better than Victor Oladipo right now.
Yeah, so recently, the only thing
possibly going in your favor is the fact that you never know who San Antonio actually plays, right? So if they play Dallas tonight, who knows? They may just decide that three-fourths of the team they want to rest against the Oklahoma City on Tuesday night. So you never know.
That would be great.
Come back to play the Bulls, who are in total disarray. I think, what does that end up making the Thunder end with 6 wins in January, or did they get to seven?
Seven.
Which is about kind of where we're thinking. Maybe a game above or below kind of what we're thinking for January.
Ham and I predicted 6, so they're already above that.
Hooray!
I mean, it was a hard month. They had like 2 home games. And now it's flip-flopped this next month. In February, they're going to have more. Way more home games. They have 2 road games.
Yeah. Is that a moral championship? Did we win a moral championship?
Hey.
A couple things. Why does Kyle Singler play?
That's what I don't understand. Even with Kanter out, just pick up other people's minutes and play Joffrey a little more.
Okay. Also, why don't they play Josh Huestis? Like, why doesn't Josh Huestis at least get a shot? Like, I don't know why. Like, he could do the same thing that Singler did, which was fail to guard LeBron and then miss shots, right?
It's one of the most. It's another one of those Brooks-esque kind of moments where you're like, it doesn't make any sense to you. Like, why is Derek Fisher playing over insert every other player on the door? Why is Caron Butler playing over? And it's the same thing. Like, Singler is, and he played. I mean, what do you have? 16 in total minutes tonight, which is.
Felt like he played 30 minutes
too much. Yeah.
But he doubled Abrines' minutes, and some of that's because Abrines gets cooked defensively on the especially against this team. But I don't know, man. I don't want Singler to ever touch the floor again. Like, he was so bad.
Not either.
Singler was really
tonight
bad.
And
here's
today.
The thing.
Excuse me.
Here's how. And I was talking to my friend Brad about this. Here's how Kyle Singler could redeem his career. The next time they play the Warriors, if he gets in the game, he goes and he like tries to punk Kevin Durant.
He tries
to punk Pachulia, or he tries to punk Draymond Green, because he has how much? What does he have going for him as an NBA player right now? Literally nothing. If he decided that he was going to go kick Draymond Green in the balls, would he not be one of your favorite players?
He would then be one of my favorite players.
He would get, you know, Homeland would try to get like a contract with him. He'd be on all the Homeland commercials. What's the downside?
It would be better. It makes it even better that he's not good at basketball and then went in and tried to do something like that.
That's why people love Perk, and that's why people want Perk to come back. Not because Perk was a good basketball player, but because Perk would always step up and he would get in the other team's space.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's what you want for the Warriors. Like, we're not going to beat him, so let's try to hurt him.
Singler's not going to do that, but it would be the absolute best move for Singler's career.
We don't condone physical injuries on this podcast, but...
But hit him in the grapes!
All right. Welcome to the podcast, Luke.
Yeah.
But hit him in the grapes.
Luke has been on his phone this whole time. And
hit him in the grapes, y'all! So the other thing that's going on in the Thunder realm that's not really anything to do with the Thunder, and I don't know if we want to transition to this, talk a little bit about this. Oh. I've kind of this game I've beaten to death. I don't need to talk about a 7 or 16 point beatdown, but the Thunder keep coming up in conversations, and maybe they're with people that we shouldn't be listening to. But obviously, over the course of this last week, Phil Jackson came out, or it's coming out that the Knicks are really trying to move Melo, and of course, in the middle of all of that, what you think as a Thunder fan, since all Thunder fans are constantly trying to figure out how to replace Kevin Durant in one move, is they're like, well, maybe the Thunder can get up in this conversation for Carmelo Anthony. So Andrew's going to spend some time. We're going to talk kind of around the table. What would you give up for Melo? And then the real thing that could happen is Oklahoma City being a possible potential third player in a Melo to the Clippers deal. So
Jay, what are we doing with that man, Melo?
Are we taking him to the trade machine?
Yeah, we are. Hold on.
Are we?
Are we?
Are we, though?
Sorry.
That man, Melo.
Carmelo edition.
We traded Melo. Was it last week or the week before?
We traded him before.
We traded him last week.
It's the hot topic.
But it's so much more relevant.
So apparently, like, the only thing that the Knicks can get for Carmelo right now is Austin Rivers.
Which would be the worst trade ever.
And I was talking to Brett Dawson about it. Is it considered child abuse to send your son to the Knicks?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And then Doc will be arrested, and then they won't have a head coach.
How do you sit down with your son and say, son, you're going to play for the New York Knicks?
Yeah. Seems a little odd.
I can get Carmelo Anthony for you. Take a hike, son.
That is the weirdest thing.
Also, you're no longer my child.
So, the Thunder, if they had any interest at all, and they've been rumored to have interest, I think that you start the conversation with this trade. That works in the trade machine, and apparently both teams get much worse because of it.
Of course.
Melo for Cantor, Morrow, and Jeremy Grant.
I hate that trade.
For who?
The Thunder.
Why? Okay.
I just don't think Melo is like actually that good anymore, and I don't think... So this goes back to what we were talking about the Paul George situation, right? Like, if you trade Adams or Vic and someone for Paul George, what you do is you fill one hole and then you open up another hole.
The holes are open.
Open holes are everywhere.
There's dry holes everywhere.
But it's the same issue, right? Now you're trading Jeremy Grant and Enes Kanter, who play legitimate minutes, and you're bringing in Melo, who hasn't been like actually good in, what, 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, the argument is he's in an awful situation, and you bring him in, and he can shoot, and he's he didn't have to be your best player.
No, but
he's Olympics Melo.
Yeah.
More so on the Thunder than he is on the Knicks.
I mean, that's what you'd think. That's what keeps selling me on the idea of it. He's going to play four a ton in a lineup with that. Steven Adams, Melo, Robertson, Vic, and Russ is a pretty good five to run.
I mean, if
your
top three is Russ, Adams, and Melo, that's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not championship contender still. Like, you're not better than the Warriors.
Who is, though?
You're not better than the Warriors.
So the hard thing...
Do you beat the Cavs with that team?
Yeah, I don't know. You're closer. You're closer.
So the hard thing about that conversation is every move based on whether or not you beat the Warriors. Or is it? Obviously, this is a significant move, but to lose, I mean, I'm not going to lose much sleep if I lose Cantor, Morrow, and Jeremy Grant for Melo. Like, I like Jeremy Grant. I like what Cantor's brought. Morrow's worked his way off the team, or off the rotation at least. Like, for me, it's one of those things that if your only moves can be moves that will get you to beat the Warriors, then it's like only LeBron James or bust, right?
My beef with the roster has been that they can't play the best five guys on the team at the same time.
Yeah.
And this is a move that would allow you to do that. I don't think that Carmelo Anthony would waive his no-trade clause to come to Oklahoma City, so I think this is pretty moot. Because I think that, first of all, if she figured out that Melo was coming to Oklahoma City, she would shut that down quick.
Oh, Lala. That's not happening. Freak out.
There's no way.
So like the legit trade. I mean, there's been teams that have surfaced. It's basically the Celtics, the Cavs, and the Clippers. And I'll bet that Melo went to Phil Jackson and was like, those are the three teams that I'll go to and waive my no trade clause. The report that came out of Oklahoma City was that they would be intrigued by that. Right. You know what? I would be intrigued by taking my family and moving to France. That's an intriguing move to my family.
I'd be intrigued about being able to actually fly. With my arms.
That's very intriguing. I'm intrigued to just get underneath this table and fall asleep. That's intriguing. I'm exhausted. Intriguing.
Your point is, it doesn't take much to be
intrigued. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do any of those things. The Thunder aren't going to trade for Carmelo Anthony. That's not true. But they could be involved as the third team. And Bill Simmons brought this up, which is why everybody's talking about it. This isn't a legit like source. This is Bill Simmons in the trade machine. And it's basically the Thunder getting in to get J.J. Redick. And I don't know that I really like the idea, because for the first time in forever, the Thunder don't really need a shooting guard.
Yeah.
And I don't know that J.J. Redick makes this team that much better. And I really don't even know what the Thunder give up to get him. And I'd almost rather just develop Abrinas you know, take your loss in the first round and yeah. try again. Because yeah. because my fear is that the Thunder become the Bucks for J.J. Redick
yeah.
again, where he is on the Bucks for a playoff run. They lose in the first round, and then J.J. Redick is gone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he would do. I don't see J.J. Redick wanting to stay with the Thunder. I just don't. I don't think it's. I think it's a good fit because I think the Thunder need more shooting. I understand that. I get that. But I also don't think that it's. Where are you going?
At the start of this season, we talked about, okay, this team doesn't have Kevin Durant. This team is not built for Russell Westbrook to be the superstar. So, everyone, fans, let's just go into this season. This is going to be fun. We're going to see what we can do. Any yeah. success is success. And look where we are now. We're like past halfway in the season. We're like, who can we trade for Carmelo Anthony right now? You know what I mean?
It's well, like, that's been the fan base all season has been like, how can we get back into contention
now,
right now?
Now.
And
right.
it's like, you can't.
You don't. And you don't need to. Just
this is,
chill
I
out.
I mean, we've been saying it all year. This yeah. is a development year for this Thunder team. They're going to make, I believe they'll make a move before the trade deadline, but it's going to be a small move. It's not going to be a Carmelo. It's not going to be Paul George. It's not going to be Jimmy Butler. I think
it's just all so counter anything that Pressey has done. So unless the Durant trade somehow in the midst of it, or the Durant loss, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Change
RIP, KG.
Change the way that Presti is going to go forward with the team, which I don't really see.
It obviously hasn't, because he would have kept Ilyasova and not traded for Jeremy Grant
right.
had he been thinking differently. He's not. He's still looking for young pieces to move forward, sustainable. He wants a sustainable team. And
he's always looking 2 or 3 years down the line, right?
That seems to be the case.
Yeah, and so at that point, Russ gets to his he's around 30, still able to play and perform the way he
I mean,
does.
Look at LeBron. LeBron is 32. Everybody freaks out like, we got to get good now, because if we're not good now, then we'll never be good. Like, LeBron is 32, and he's still probably the best player in the entire NBA.
Definitely.
And Russ probably. has been better this year than he's been ever.
Yeah.
And I think Russ's athleticism will decline. LeBron's athleticism has declined, but he's going to become a smarter, better basketball player through time. And whenever Westbrook is 32, I expect him to still be close to the top of his game.
So if OKC gets in as that third team, I mean, obviously the Redick, there's not really, with the Clippers at least, which seems to be the primary one that everybody's talking about, there's not a lot that I would... Like, I don't want Mo Spates, and I don't want Ray Felton. I definitely don't want Austin Rivers.
You want Wes Johnson?
I don't want Wes Johnson. Like, there's nothing on that roster that I want.
Do you want Brandon Bass?
And what I said is, there's not a lot of teams, there's not a lot of guys on that Clippers team that make a lot of sense for many other teams that aren't in contention. Like, those guys, like, Ray Felton can go on a team like the Cavs. Like, the Cavs could probably use a Ray Felton.
Well, and LeBron complained about not having him on his team.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Whenever he went on his F-bomb tirade, he mentioned Raymond Felton.
That's insane.
Which is the best part of it by far. He mentioned Ray Felton.
Was that the F-word part? Felton?
Yeah. We didn't get F and Ray Felton.
Ray Efford Felton.
But none of those guys, the whole point, like, none of those guys make any sense back to any,
OKC.
Yeah, like, no.
Well, I mean, the guys that you would look to is that you would say the Thunder throw in, like, the unprotected part of their next pick that they traded to, I don't remember if it's the Jazz or the Sixers that have it, but whatever the unprotected part of it is, you say, okay, you can have that part, but you need to give us Lance Thomas. Or you need to give us Mindaugas Kuzminskis.
I'd take the Kuz.
Actually, you don't want him.
Why?
But like Justin Holiday. Something like that. Like, you just say, like, give us that back. Yeah. We'll give you the unprotected part of our pick, and then we'll move on.
I'd love Lance Thomas.
I think Lance Thomas
we
is
had
good.
A chance to... Like,
they should literally had Lance Thomas.
He was literally on the team, and then he got way better when he went to the Knicks. He was really good.
He was pretty good on our team, too.
When you looked over, you were like, man, look, I know, I love Dion. I love his attitude. I love his personality, but Lance Thomas would be way better for this team.
And there was definitely one game
like
where
Lance Thomas was the three instead of Dion being out there. Man. Like, they would have been really good last year. Like, really good.
Especially there was a game where they ended up playing the Knicks, and Lance Thomas just went off.
Yeah.
He was good.
He's good, man.
He's been hurt this year. He hasn't played this much this year.
Shut your mouth about negative comments about Dion, our Lord and Savior.
I love Dion. We're going to get a chance to love on Dion later.
Okay.
Ooh.
Lance Thomas has a 6 PER right now.
Ooh, yeah. He's been hurt a lot this season, though.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
Do you want to answer some Twitter questions?
Twitter.
Some what?
Some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
Twitter questions! All right. Our first Twitter question comes from at Simmons Class, who wants to know, who do you most want OKC to play in the first round? Who do you least want to see them play? Non-Warriors edition.
Yeah, so obviously we do not want the Thunder to play the Warriors in the first round.
Which basically is just avoid the 8 seed. So, which they're not going to make the 8
seed. So you're talking Clippers, Rockets, Spurs.
Clippers.
Clippers?
Clippers?
I'd rather them play Rockets. It'd be fun.
It's an emotional series. That's an emotional series.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the...
The Rockets are going to win.
For sure. 6 games?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. But
are they going to win any of those? You think they could beat the Clippers?
I'll take the Clippers. This is why. Inevitably, one of the three best players is not going to be healthy enough to play. Or they're going to be healthy and then they're going to get hurt. Or they're going to just completely choke and F up. And then we have a better chance against
them. I think that we're making the assumption the Clippers are going to be in the top 4. I think the Clippers are going to keep falling, man.
Mm.
Unless they make this Melo move.
Who moves up?
They have another 4 weeks of no Chris Paul. Like, they're in trouble. They haven't... I mean, they're 1-5 of the last 6 games.
Oh, they're deep doo-doo.
And with a injured Blake trying to come back, it's tough. So the Clippers are in the 4th spot right now. They're only a half game above the Jazz.
Yeah, and 2 above the Thunder.
The Thunder aren't keeping... The Thunder... I expect the Thunder to be 6 or 7, right?
I think 6.
Because you have the Grizzlies there. Right. I mean, it's going to be Grizzlies, Thunder, or Jazz. Like, that's... I feel like one of those teams is going to be 6 or 7. Or 2 of those teams will be 6 and 7.
You think
7.
One of them... None. So you think the top 3 set, Golden State, San Antonio, Houston?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Houston hasn't been playing well, but yeah.
They have not been playing well, but they still have a massive lead.
I'd probably take San Antonio, though. You're right. Like, the more I think about it, I think they give matchup problems to San Antonio. I still think San Antonio would win with this roster as is.
If you're going for the series that hurts you the least in your heart, it's the Spurs. Because you still have this, like, respect for the Spurs organization. You can understand, you know, oh, of course, the Spurs beat the Thunder. Great. You can shake someone's hand about that.
Right.
That's fine. Whatever.
Shake someone's hand about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. If James Harden beats Russell Westbrook, that stings a little bit, right? Yeah.
Except for somehow the Kevin Durant move made me, like you said this, it's made me more of a James Harden fan.
I know. But it still stings a little bit. But then if you play the Clippers, like, the Clippers are so annoying. Like, they're still one of the most annoying teams in the league. And you will rediscover that when you play them in a 7-game series. So if Chris Paul is, like, still hurt, like, if Chris Paul can't play in that series, then I give the Thunder a pretty good chance to win. Because I do think that Russ would just dominate at that point. But if they're a healthy team, the Clippers are going to win and it will not be enjoyable.
So you'd rather be the
7 and lose to the Spurs.
Well, but even if you beat, so I if you too. Do somehow win that series, you're still avoiding.
Yes. Above all, I don't want to play the Warriors. Above all, I do not.
I couldn't take
play
4
them.
Games of getting destroyed by the Warriors.
That would
man.
Be so miserable.
And if we're,
it's too soon.
Unless we had our all veterans.
And like, we're definitely losing in the first round to any of these teams, probably. But if
they're
we
losing.
Match up to anyone, well, it's the Spurs. We still have some. We still have speed and athleticism, which is like some benefit over what they do.
They match up pretty well. I still think the Spurs will win. The Spurs are still really good.
They're so
30.
Good.
They've lost 10 games.
They're good. Three games behind, 3.5 behind Golden State, who are 40-7. So the Spurs are really, really good,
man. Like, I think they're the most underrated team in the NBA by far.
Oh, no doubt.
People,
no one talks about them.
Nobody talks about them. The only thing that people say about him is nobody talks about him.
Yeah. And that's and everyone talks about no one talking
everybody
about
everybody talks about not talking about them. They're good. They're legit. They're a great NBA team. They're not a championship. I don't think they can win the championship, but they're very good.
Emergency.
What?
Melo has 45 points. Do you want him now?
Yes.
I would. It would make things very interesting if the Thunder acquired Carmelo Anthony. They're not going to, but it would make things very interesting.
Okay. Thunder 7 seed with Melo. End of season. Against the Spurs, first round.
If you had,
interesting. Intriguing.
Okay, if it was the trade that I gave, they would beat. They would win.
It's intriguing.
They would beat the Spurs in the first round.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next.
They would.
Let's do it. Pull the trigger.
Let's move on.
Pull the trigger.
To our next Twitter question that talks about a possible OKC Melo trade. It is from at Dakari Sanchez, who wants to know, Cantor, Robertson, Payne in a future first-round pick for Melo. Who says no?
The Thunder say absolutely not. That's way too much to give up for Carmelo right now.
Especially since the Knicks have their... I mean, they don't have any leverage.
They have no leverage. Nobody really wants him that badly.
If the Clippers are trying to give them Austin Rivers, period.
If that's the discussion and the Thunder offer that, I mean... I still don't think Melo waves his no-trade clause, but the Knicks are, like, pushing him. Because that's a really good deal for the Knicks. That's too much. That's way too much for an aging Carmelo Anthony.
All right. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from Nathan Lyle, who wants to know, could Steven Adams shoot better than .262 on wide-open threes?
Probably. He won't do it. But no. He probably could.
So do you think – wasn't you all that was talking about his jump shot game? Or was that Taylor in a text thread?
No, Royce and Brett mentioned it on the podcast this past week.
That he can shoot jump shots that they're just asking him
they
not
both
to.
Said, I think that within 3 years he will be shooting threes for the Thunder.
Get out of here.
You do not listen? You don't listen to your own podcast?
Dude, I'm trying. I don't have as much time to drive. I told you this.
I know you don't.
Like I have to like sit in my office and listen to it. People are like, what are you listening to? A Thunder podcast that I'm on.
My voice.
My own voice.
My own voice and my buddies.
Hey, guys, I've got a great thing. It's our next Twitter question because it's asked by at Kobe Juan Ginobili, but I read it as Kobe Wang in O'Billy. So, our next Twitter question comes from at
simple things, man.
At Kobe Wang in O'Billy, who wants to know
Kobe Wang in Old Billy?
In O'Billy. And he wants to know, why isn't Cam looking for his own shot? He can be so dynamic, but it feels like he only shoots when the shot clock forces him to.
Can I go back in time before Kobe Wang in O'Billy?
Kobe Wang in O'Billy.
The reason that he mentioned the 26.2% is because that's what Robertson shoots from three. And he's asking if he can shoot the same as Robertson from three.
What I don't know what you said.
Kobe Wang.
That's all I can think
in
about.
In O'Billy.
So I think the thing with Cam, and I'll just say this, is I think that he is most definitely trying to get back into rhythm.
Like, yeah.
Losing as much of the season as he had, I think it's just hard. I think it's just hard to jump back in and
He's played 11 games, including today. He doesn't look in rhythm, you're right. He's not playing like he did last year. Like, last year he was like, he felt like he was super bouncy and would get into the paint would run more pick and roll.
Is it all the LBs he put on?
He's got some LBs. His floater game wasn't on. I don't know. He hasn't been very good. You think that he'd be a little bit better of a spot-up three-point shooter than he has been. He did hit 2 of 3 today, but they don't just use him like that. I don't know.
I didn't see those, so I don't know if that's
I really
factual.
Think that with Cantor out, you may see a little bit of a bump in Cam's minutes. Not that he's replacing Cantor, but if they go smaller, longer, if they use Cam and Russ together a little bit longer, just to try to give different looks to people.
And they did that. The lineups that they used at the end of the game included Cam Payne.
Yeah, he had 20 minutes, but he still shot 3 of 11, but 2 of 3 from the three-point line. So, I don't know. I think that for me, it just feels like he's still trying to figure out how to play within this team.
Yeah. I mean, he was fine today.
Yeah, he's okay.
And he's
Nobody was good. So
he's a fine backup point guard. He's still a second-year guy. He's still, I mean, he didn't play that much last year. He hadn't played that much this year. I think that you just got to give him some time. I'm getting a little bit worried, to be honest, about him. And I would not be shocked if the Thunder parted ways with him before the March 1st trade deadline.
Yeah.
I would not.
Especially since he is still probably our top trade asset, and his value hasn't declined too much.
If you can trick like the Nuggets into getting somebody and then also giving them back Jameer Nelson, right now the Nuggets aren't doing that because they are in
the eighth spot,
and they're gonna they're
playing Jameer Nelson like 40 minutes a night.
Jameer Nelson plays a ton. It is crazy how much Jameer Nelson plays. I think that would be a really good backup point guard for the Thunder.
He's a wild event
because he's a spot up shooter.
Yeah.
He can handle the ball a little bit, and he'll let Vic go. I like that for the Thunder. I like that idea of him like included in a trade package. But also, like Denver, we've been talking about Denver for how many years, and they haven't made a deal. And I don't think they're going to do it this year because they think they're making the eighth seed. And all the guys that they would trade are the guys that are helping them get the eighth seed. And it's
we really got to make sure we get completely beat like a drum by the Warriors.
It's infuriating. And they're probably like, you know, we haven't been in the playoffs.
They just want to give their fans something.
Let's get in the playoffs. Let's get that revenue, whatever it is. I don't know. But I think that if I'm the Nuggets, I just trade trade as many of the vets as you can, get picks, get young players, and you just try to move forward.
Build around Moody and Jokic.
What's crazy?
I don't think I would trade him. I don't think he's that good.
What's crazy is like they have really good assets right now that they could trade to teams that don't need young players. Like they could trade to contenders. And they could get first-round picks and young players to build a new team. So it's crazy that they're not doing
it. It's crazy because like Gallo can opt out. Wilson Chandler, as his contract, like if he has 1 year left on his deal, he's worth way less than he is now. I don't know. I'd trade him away. You're going nowhere.
Yeah.
And you actually have a good young core. And I would just tank to get a better pick. And I would just try to get young players, and then you just move forward like that. Jokic is really good.
And like a guy like he's really good. Jokic is super good. And Nurkic is pretty good too. Like keep him around. He could be he's your second or third big. He's pretty good. But like a guy like Kenneth Faried, why? Why is he on your team?
I don't think you can trade. I don't know who wants him.
Really?
That's the problem. I think people want Gallo, and I think people want Chandler.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants Kenneth Faried. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @Johnny4USC, who wants to know if Kanter is out for 2 months, he's going to miss 28 games or so. How do the Thunder do in that span, and how do they replace Kanter?
Spooky.
I don't know exactly how to predict how they
And they're
will
still
do.
They're reevaluating in 4 weeks. So potential at 4 weeks. 6 to 8 is kind of what we've heard. One of the things that you're going to see is, number one, is that there's that All-Star break gives you a little bit of cushion where it could be worse, right? You know, there's like 5 or 6 days where there's no games. Anyway, so that's kind of helpful. We saw today the fact that Joffrey got the immediate bump in minutes. I think it's going to be an evolving thing as they play without him.
I hope so. I like Joffrey as a player. I don't like the idea of him taking those minutes. But I do. I prefer like Grant play more. I prefer Sabonis play more. I don't think they're going to do this, and I talked about this on Friday, but I really want them to try Nick Collison.
Yeah.
I really want them to just give Steve 35 minutes and give Nick Collison
10.
See what happens when you give him 13.
Yeah, give him 10 minutes, 13 minutes. And bump up, like, you can bump up Victor's minutes. I don't get this.
Play Vic more. I mean, yeah.
It doesn't take that much. Like, if it's a group effort, just bump up their minutes 2 or 3 minutes a game and add Nick Collison in 10 minutes. It's made up for.
I mean, for the season, nobody's averaging above 35 minutes for the Thunder, which I generally really like because I do think that that is really helpful to these guys in an 82-game schedule. But if you give Steve 35 minutes a game for 2 months, I mean, that's the max that you're going to give it to him. I feel like there could be a lot of development done in that time.
Yeah. And a lot of, yes, and not just in his game, but trust amongst other players. And Steve, maybe even self-confidence in his own offensive game more, too.
I think that he just needs, I don't know. Run him with the second unit. Like, give him.
Yeah.
Let him do what Cantor did with the second unit and run the ball through him and let him go in the post and let him pass out of it and see. Like, just try it.
Yeah.
And just see. And they did a little bit of that today, but I would like to see them do that more and play Nick Collison in more of a, like, defensive, you know, passer, ball mover type of guy and have Victor Oladipo basically do everything for the second unit.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yes, totally. Especially when campaign... So here's the weird line that you have to really watch. It's like, at this point, when Cantor's out for 2 months, if you don't try to replace that offense, or if you don't try to replace it with defense or whatever we're talking about, you could fall to the 8th seed. I mean, you could go on like a losing streak, and I think that's what they're afraid of. But you also don't want to push players too far.
They just aren't going to... They're not going to fall that far. They'll be set. They're not going to fall to 8. They'll be 7.
They wouldn't ever fall to 8, though?
I just don't think so.
I think you'd get... I'm a little nervous about it. If you don't... If you don't pick up other people's minutes.
I would think so if the January was... If the January schedule was ahead of them, I would think yes. But the February schedule is so home-friendly. Everybody plays better at home. I just think that lends a lot of wins that the Thunder may not have gotten in the past month to them. Yeah. So, I don't know. I would play Steven Adams more. I would try Nick Collison. I don't know that Joffrey is, like, long for this Thunder team. I don't see where he fits on this team besides being, what is he, your fifth big? I mean, at best, whenever you're if you consider yourself a championship contender ever. I mean, he's a fine NBA player.
And he's okay to have right now,
He's
right?
a good role guy. He can shoot the ball a little bit. Like, I like him as an NBA player. But he's on a team that has several guys that have the same skill set as him.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I just don't. Because I think that whenever you bring a guy off the bench like that, I'd rather them be able to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something that hurt the Thunder in today's game, at least, is Steven got 2 early fouls.
Yeah.
And so he had to sit early. He got an early third foul, and so he just did a little bit. Sabonis got 25 minutes, which seems... That's a bump, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bump.
I think playing... And y'all may have said this. Sorry,
he's
I just 20, stepped away for a minute.
21 on average, and he's going to play more.
I think he needs to play somewhere between 25.
Agree.
But I think you have to push Adams past 30.
That's what we were saying, is that nobody on this team plays 30.
I missed it all. I was
Jay
all
was gone. Jay walked off. Jay either... He's got a dog. He's got...
That's all I've got to be going.
Walk away. It's got to take a pee.
I think that they don't have anybody playing above 35 minutes on this team, and they should, for 2 months at max, you should play Steven Adams 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And then play Nick Collison 13 minutes.
Yeah, I was just let down by the way they used Steven today.
Or
a lot of it was the rhythm and the fouls and all that. Right. I got it. But.
And also the spacing. I mean, Russ, anytime Russ tried to involve Steven Adams, it felt extremely forced.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, he had no room to operate.
And this is the first game that Ennis is hurt, who we've been depending on so much. And so, and now you're playing the Cavs. So, like, yeah, there's no rhythm. We're not going to find any rhythm.
Right. It's going to be hard to evaluate these next two games.
Yes.
And it sucks because Ennis is gone these next two games, and it's against two of the top 4 teams in the NBA.
And I just go like that. What?
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @Cody, son of Steve, who wants to know, has Dion now fully eclipsed Perk as our most loved former Thunder player?
Yeah, no question about that.
The moment that he crossed his arms, that was it.
Dude.
I mean, we were already in love with him. I was already ready to tattoo his face on my butt. Like, I was... On the way to Game 6, my wife and I had a heated conversation about it.
No, you didn't.
We
did. A real conversation.
Yes, a real heated conversation about his face being on
your bottom.
On my bottom for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And we were... It was a heated conversation, and it was about to happen. And we... I love him. Like, yeah. I love him. I love his
attitude.
But you
love your wife, too. So it was it was a hard conversation.
She was gonna be able to pick the area of my body that it went on.
And so she chose your butt.
She chose...
Because it's her favorite feature.
She was like, I need to accentuate this area.
The obvious choice
would be...
What
drew you to me?
Let's put Dion on it. The obvious choice would be his face sideways so that your crack is his mouth. Like, South Park Canadians.
So now, I mean,
okay. The obvious choice.
Okay.
So now,
so all that to say that Dion is our favorite former player.
So you can be like, "Hey, Dion, what do you think about that?" And Andrew can be like,
"God, Luke."
Luke is on our podcast.
That would be
like,
great.
Luke is here on the podcast.
I just muted. Okay. I literally muted him.
But the moment that he crossed his arms after he hit that shot, I mean, wow. I mean, what is better? I mean, he stopped, and Dion knew where the cameras were.
And he
posed further, for the cameras.
Further cemented his life and legacy as the most irrationally confident basketball player of all time.
And also,
that shot was so stupid.
That was a terrible shot.
It was awesome.
His body's at a 45-degree angle.
And also 35% of the reason that we were anywhere popular last year was because of Dion Waiters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Dion.
We were the Dion Waiters Twitter follow and the podcast last year.
Really bummed he never noticed. Really upset.
We
he never
owe
noticed.
A lot to him.
We really... Thank you, Dion, for our
Thank
sponsorships
you,
right
and,
now.
I mean, and like we talked about it, Perk is not a good basketball player. He's just a tough guy. And Dion is a good basketball player and a tough guy.
Yeah. And he's beautiful.
He's better this year.
He's great.
Yeah, Dion, what do you have to say? All right, now let's move on to our Say What Stat of the Day. You got a Say What Stat?
We're not doing
Say What Stats. Okay, then I have another question for you. Are you miffed? And are you peeved?
Are you muffed or puffed, baby?
Are you muffed or are you puffed?
Miffed!
Miffed!
Miffed! Miffed and peeved!
All right, guys. Anybody miffed or peeved?
I'm blessed and...
grateful.
Grateful.
Why?
Because I'm about to go home and watch the WWE Royal Rumble.
I'm watching it tonight, too, baby.
And I'm real psyched about it.
I'm watching it tonight, too.
Okay, so both of you are watching it, yet not together?
No!
And we live less than a mile away.
Yeah, you
from
live
each
like
other.
Half a mile.
Just if we watch it together, he'd have to Come listen to
over.
Me talk about The Miz the whole time. I'm a Miz guy. He's not a Miz guy.
So, hold on. Are you two...
The Miz?
Are you two renting it individually?
No.
Yes.
There's an app, and we use this. We're using the app.
Can you Apple TV it?
No, it's like on my PlayStation.
PlayStation.
So, is it like a WWE?
It's Royal Rumble. You know, Royal
cool
Rumble.
Guys. I don't care anything about
30
this.
Guys, one match, one winner.
Is that the whole thing? Is that it?
No,
yeah.
There's
other matches.
There's some
pre-match. Yeah,
there's
you.
Some matches before that.
I was watching WWE before you even know what wrestling was.
I don't care. I never watched it. I could care less.
You could care less? You don't really care that much about it.
So, remember my tooth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's the update?
It's been throbbing for days.
I don't know.
I'm like, beginning to come, like, legitimately, like, in my life, worried about it.
Is this the bad kind of throbbing, though?
My wife has been like, you should call our dentist and talk to her about what's happening to your tooth.
I probably think
Let
you
me
should.
See it. Show me your tooth.
I mean, you can't see anything.
Let me see.
Oh, it looks bad.
Oh,
dude.
My gosh.
That, looks
that
bad.
One's black.
Call her. I mean, say, hey,
you have
dentist.
One tooth that is completely black, Andrew. Yeah. How did you not notice this?
Say, hey, dentist, what's going on?
I'm going to talk about workman's comp on Monday.
Yes.
On Monday.
Yeah, you should.
Call me.
I mean, seriously, I'm going
call
to.
Call the lawyer.
Call
later.
Me.
Hey,
Let's
so,
do this.
So, also, my miffed and peeved.
Yes.
My muffed and puffed.
Are you muffed?
Are you puffed?
And are you puffed?
So, last night, we had a few friends over, and we had set this whole thing up. My son...
Oh, cool. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, seriously.
My son had... My
thought we were friends.
My son had a rough start to the week, and it ended up where we're like, all right, man, we'll let a friend... You can have a friend stay over Saturday night if you just have two or three good days in a row. And he had two, three good days in a row. Everything was going great. So Saturday, he plays a basketball game, goes to a friend's party, and then we go get his buddy, and he comes over. They're out playing basketball and hanging out. They just ate, you know, chicken nuggets, a couple burgers, you know, dinner of sleepovers. And we're sitting there, and I hear some rustling, and I look over, and my son's buddy goes, Andrew just threw up. My son threw up all over the entryway into our house. Like, where everybody's coming in 30 minutes, he just threw up. everywhere.
Well, to be honest, that's a pretty good place to throw up.
No, not when there's like bushes by and everything else around.
But it could have been your couch. It could have been your couch. Outside is a great place to throw up.
It's not. I don't have any.
That is the best place to throw up.
I'm just letting you know that your son's friend will remember that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because when I was young, I went over to a friend's house, same thing, and he threw up so much mac and cheese. I can still vividly see it. I had to go home. And then I got sick the next few days. I blamed him, and I remember it. I will always remember
it. So all that to say that my son had like a violent stomach bug. And so my wife took him to the ER at 1:30 in the morning.
The ER?
It was bad, man.
That is bad.
It was bad.
I've never taken my kids to the ER.
He wouldn't stop.
I don't know if that's like a parenting thing.
Yeah,
or
I think you're just a bad
parent. Sorry that I love my son.
Yeah, hey, I don't know if it's about love or what it is.
It's each parent's call.
It was kind of annoyance, actually.
Wow.
Blah. It was like every 45 minutes.
Wow.
He was getting up and like...
Blah.
Bile. Hey. He's throwing up bile.
The worst part is
Did
all...
Did you throw up blood?
No. Well, okay.
That's when I would take my kid to the ER is when my kid throws up blood. When I take my kid to the ER.
Blah.
Otherwise, I'm just like, okay, you threw up. Let's go back to sleep.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing that.
Bloody blood.
Hey, I got a throw-up story.
For him. I feel bad for him. It's a bug. It's a virus. He's done with it. He just spent the whole day today just kind of resting, recovering.
Wow.
Drinking Pedialyte by the gallon.
Drinking Pedialyte.
Pedialyte popped. Did he get IV fluid at the ER?
No, they gave him a medicine to keep it down and then just like pumped him full of stuff through his mouth.
Oh, wow.
Gross. They pumped him up.
My wife was asking that question from afar, actually.
No, they didn't do the IV. Yeah, I thought they would too, but they didn't.
Guys, I watched... you guys seen The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
Okay,
terrified me. I saw it in the fifth grade.
Oh, man.
Terrified me for weeks. I couldn't go in my parents' bathroom. I don't know why, but I couldn't go in there. It freaked me out.
Because Donnie Wahlberg?
That movie.
I'm 25 years old. I watched it when I was 9. I haven't watched it since. I can't watch it.
You forgot what happened.
No, I remember vividly
You're
everything
25?
25, man. I'm old.
Wow.
You better respect me.
I'm literally a decade older than you.
Well, that's not that far removed. But listen, you know the tent scene when like he goes in his safety tent and there's a girl ghost in there and she throws up?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay. I was eating Chinese food and I watched her throw up and I threw up in my own lap. And I was 9 years old. Yeah. That movie scarred me.
Kind of Chinese food was it?
I didn't mean to start the vomit trend. We're at a restaurant and people are like eating. Yeah. And we're like,
let's talk about vomit more.
Whoops. Yeah.
Vomit pod.
Taylor, you have a miffed and peeved, man? Or was that it? From
shared a vomit pod.
I'm miffed
story.
Off about the Sixth Sense. The girl vomiting in the tent made me vomit. I'm sick of that.
Thank you. That was the summary.
Thanks
of my
for listening to our podcast. We're doing a live pod in Tulsa.
At Elgin Park.
Some of you have mentioned it. Please come. It's at Elgin Park at the end of February. We'll be advertising.
On a Friday night, come out and get wacky.
We're going
to
try to
be advertising more for it, but it should be super fun. Come, we're doing a Thunder Lakers watch party, and then we'll do the Thunder Pod before.
We're getting wacky.
It should be better before because we won't even know the outcome of the game.
We absolutely should have done it before today.
Yep. Yeah, we should have done it before today.
Freaking 2:30 tip.
Hey, thanks for coming if you're here, and thanks for listening to our podcast.